Public Radio East is a media sponsor for the Pamlico Opry Summer Series. It starts this weekend at the Turnage Theater and is sponsored by the Beaufort County Traditional Music Association and the Beaufort County Arts Council. Kicking off the series is North Carolina-based bluegrass Americana band The Outliers this Saturday at 8 p.m. Today, Mac McKee speaks with band member Julie Brown about her beginnings in music and her career with The Outliers.
Julie, have you always played bluegrass professionally, or have you been influenced by other types of music as well?
Well, my background, personally, I started out playing in the school bands, which was actually my first introduction to music, that and some piano lessons when I was young. And then I didn't play music for a while I was going through college and finishing up all my school. And then I got into playing the upright bass classically, played with some small orchestras, but not a lot and nothing professional. Then I fell in love with the banjo. So I actually was a banjo player before I was a bluegrass bass player.
Now what made you give up banjo and make that transition to stand-up bass?
I was actually in a band. We couldn't find a bass player, but we could find banjo players. So I switched over and started playing bass.
Now, what's the difference between the traditional stand-up bass, the sound of the traditional stand-up bass, and an electric bass in a bluegrass band?
To me, it's warmer sounding and it's fuller sounding, because the bass gets the on beat, the mandolin gets the off beat, and of course the guitar is working both of those. For me, the upright bass just keeps that sound deeper and warmer than a electric bass.
Are you a songwriter as well as a performer, Julie?
I have only written a few songs myself that I would dare not let anyone else see. But Hank, our guitar player and lead singer, does a big portion of our writing. He writes a lot of the music that you'll hear us play.
Now, how did The Outliers get started, and how did you decide on the name?
Well, Stan is my husband. He's the banjo player. We were looking something to do in music together, because we were both playing still in separate bands and had been for years and years, and we would literally meet on the road to wave at each other. And we had decided that it was time for us to be in a band together where we could be going the same direction in music and on the road traveling. And so we heard through the grapevine that Hank had just come out with a solo project, and he was looking to start up a band, and so it just fell into place.
Now, have you had the opportunity to play in Eastern North Carolina a lot?
We've been around the coastal area some. We actually, the first job we played as a band was in Beaufort. A couple of months ago, we were in New Bern and Fountain.
Now, is this your first trek over to the Pamlico Opry Music Series at the Turnage Theater in Washington?
Yes, it is, and we're very excited to be heading your way.
How can folks find out more about you and your music, apart from the performance at the Turnage Theater?
You can go to our website, which is www.theoutliersband.com. We are on Facebook. You can just do a search for The Outliers Band.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for talking with us today, and good luck this weekend at your performance at the Turnage Theater.
We're looking forward to it. Can't wait to get there.